Yes, sir.
Hey, Daniel, what's up?
Abdallah, Gada. I'm fine, man. How have you been?
Guys, I've been busy. I've been busy this past week.
The way you came up to that busy, busted my head, man. But yeah, bro, man, it seems like it's been forever, man, since we last had you on. Now, what's going on?
Like, okay, so all my younger brothers,
yep,
have all gone back to school. I'm the only one at home. So, because you know how we are, everybody's always the boy that has to take care of things in the house.
Oh, I feel you, bro. I feel you. The man with the responsibilities entrusted in him. Yes,
Dada. Exactly. And it is a lot of work, man.
My God. I'm sure you're empowered to do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just stressful, basically.
Yep. No amount of stress can bring down Gada. That's for sure. I can confirm that. Even if Gada don't want to confirm, I will confirm it. Gada. Gada, what's going on with football?
Hello.
What's going on with soccer? What's going on?
Well, from in fact, okay. Yeah, it just reminded me before we carry on with this particular podcast. Have you confirmed what I was telling you the previous podcast? Yeah, like let it not seem like I was just blabbing.
I saw
like,
that
you
match.
You went to go and see the match, Abi.
I put some more eye on Real Madrid. I put some more eye on Barcelona and I don't know what to say. Rather than Goliath is falling.
Tor. Thank God that it not seem like I was just like a pure backer hater that was just blabbing that day. At least.
That's their problem. Talk your mind is what we want to hear, man.
I know. So, and as for, yeah, exactly. And as for going into today's
UCL
one, because basically it's UCL talk.
Let's do UCL one, yeah? Then if there's time, we can do the Europa one. Just because of Man U. Just pity them, Gada, please. Look, I just talk small on the Europa.
All right, no pee.
Let's start with...
No pee, man. I'm down.
The ones that deserve a conversation. Champions League, Gada. When did that round of 16? When did they finish the ballot for the round of 16?
I don't know. It was yesterday, but I don't remember what time it finished.
Documentation clutch. You had it clutch, and I was like, Gada's head is on the ball. That's how I just knew that we're going to have this conversation. So no problem.
Yeah, like
so that one came out now. Obviously, no man, you did it look familiar? Did that round of 16 still look all right?
Yeah, it did. Like, because at this stage, if you're a long-term football fan, is the draws that you're watching. It's not as if you're going to see anything like incredibly different. It's because you've been watching the game for so long and it's been similar teams
really
for so long. So it's not
off.
Really far off that from
off.
What you expect.
That draw round of 16, it still looks very, very awkward, didn't it? Wow.
Yeah, it does. Wow. It really does.
What are the surprises? You just looking at that whole sketch. Of and this team versus that team. What were the surprises in the whole sketch or portrait?
So the first one, which obviously, given history, I should not be surprised, but I'm still surprised, is Barcelona PSG. It's like,
bro,
it's like, no, for real, these guys have been jamming each other since since Neymar left Barcelona to PSG. Like, these guys have just been like butting heads. It's like, I don't know what you see. What is the message that UCL is trying to send to us? I
know before Neymar, there's been Paris versus Barcelona. I promise you. Go and check with them in yester times, bro. After this pod, if you have time, do some more looking into that.
True.
Back in the day, Messi was out here still giving Milner OCs in front of Pep. All this level, all this funny vibes. Guy, Barcelona have been facing PSG. Zlatan has been facing Barcelona, I promise you. But yeah, let's leave that there. So yeah, man, just one of the storylines. Barcelona PSG. Oh my God. Bro,
like, there's so much history in that matchup.
I know. If they want to get the best out of that match, the commentator that has to commentate on that game, Peter Jury, my dude. If they don't put Peter Jury or Barcelona PSG, they missed it. That's all I'll say. But yeah, moving on, what other storylines hit you?
I agree 100%. Let me see which other one. Like,
let me see. Yep.
It's because I'm even looking at it right now. I brought it up, so I'm looking. Let's see.
Boy,
yeah, Chelsea Atletico. That's also another
for
interesting
real.
One.
Chelsea Atletico, though. You know what made me even more crazy to me? The fact that Lampard actually came out and said.
Yeah, yeah.
Toughest. Yeah, Lampard of your only mouth. Nah, man. Bro, that game is enriched with history as well. For real.
Exactly. Because those two, I think those are the two toughest of the round of 16. Wow. Those are the two matches that are like our must-watch games. If you are going to sacrifice every other one and you are told that you can only pick two matches, it has to be PSG, Barca, and Atletico Chelsea. Like, it just has to be these two matches.
I mean, to be fair, I can still bring up some storylines. Trust.
Now bring just bring one more, just one, just you for what you've seen, just you offer one.
Let me bring out one now quickly, guy. I promise you that Leipzig Liverpool, that Leipzig Liverpool, okay, banger.
You know what? Yeah.
Fireworks. I'm telling you.
Yeah, true. Now that you've mentioned it, true. I have to concede to that. That is a very, very good one that you brought up. Especially given the form of Liverpool.
See, do we even know when this round of 16 games are going to happen? Wow.
No, I didn't check. Honestly, I did not check. I don't know if... Or has it been announced? I don't think that's been announced.
I'm telling you, you don't be sure.
Abi,
come back from our era and see Barcelona PSG. Wait, come. What year are we? Is this the 2020?
Exactly.
I'm telling you, man.
And like, time is just flying by during this COVID period, so you don't know. Kawe, you are just out here minding your business. Your cousin will just be asking you, what are you doing this game here? And you are just sitting down.
I'm telling you, man. Oh my God. Get that. Another storyline. Atlanta Real Madrid.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let me just share the knowledge on this one here. You see, Madrid, especially this season, are the type of team that when is most necessary, they must come out with the result. E.g., their weekend game against Atletico. Those boys just came from nowhere. Say, okay, we got to beat this one. Okay, okay, no problem. Yes. Then you see on the other hand, Atlanta. Those boys don't play around when it's time to score and punish you. On God, if they have their shooting boots on, Madrid can collect five. God knows. God knows.
And it's not this for those who are not like hearing hardcore watchers. Atlanta, this what Daniel is saying did not start this season, by the way. This is their third season going on this type of form, in this type of dangerous small team but dangerous guy form.
Yo, you hear? Alright, say less. Guy, this Atlanta Madrid, oh my God.
Exactly, man.
As in, this one is a storyline on this, like this that match on his own.
And wait, let me ask you.
It's like you just put it on Pluto. Let them play their own match on Pluto. They'll do their thing there. Afterwards, all of us can check up and see what happens there. This season in particular. Okay.
But Daniel, let me ask you. Because I have not checked, I have not confirmed. Is this are they still continuing from last year when because of COVID they just did one match knockout games?
That's why I asked you, do you even know when they're going to play games?
Because
or somebody just sleep and wake up and say, "Can you
guys?" Yeah, exactly. Because if it's a
you will say, "Come on, what are you saying? Which Champions League?" You will stand their ground, say there's Champions League happening. Come on, once you say no Champions League, I'm telling you, no Champions League. Once the old lady say no Champions League, no Champions
League. That is all.
I'm tell you, bro.
That is all. That is just say less and just watch what goes on.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. But yeah, okay, let's shed some light on this Atlanta Real Madrid. This season, Atlanta did not be their best. Meaning, the games you expect them to still trash, boys.
Yeah.
Bro, they've been next to nothing in those games. And on the other hand, Real Madrid as well. The same way. The games you expect Real Madrid to trash your boys. Real Madrid basically just accepts defeat. Then when you think Real Madrid, okay, now let's show the pepper, they'll come through with some BT Atletico. Oh my God, that game is still pissing me off. But no problem. But for the sake of peace in the household of Ghana, let's agree. No problem. We'll allow Madrid to do this one. We'll allow Madrid. But yeah, man, when you guys meet Atlanta, Ghana, truth to be told. Anyhow, the truth to be told.
Like, here's the thing. If it's one of those if they continue like last season and it's a one match knockout game, now that's how I'm going to be terrified.
I'm hearing you gonna...
going into this game. Like, I will not lie to you. I'm going to be very, very terrified because at least, if it's a two-game something, so you know that if they beat us the first game, the second game is going to be mad. That one you know for sure. But right now, if it's a one-game thing, so it's like now it's just to pray to God that Zidane is going to... And now, pray to God that Zidane...
You need to call Florentino Perez, I tell you, to go to the next cathedral and go and knee down. Oh God.
So, and it's like Zidane needs to stop going to the casinos matches. Like, this guy needs to stop. Because honestly, that's what No, like, no joke. Go ask any man. This man is gambling with our team. This guy is just doing a casino royale, doing poker, whatever.
Oh my god, guy! According to Zidane, on God, you boys are good enough. According to Zidane, you are in a team of Galacticos. If you cannot handle yourself, Omar, Zidane wash his own hand and just continue his own life. I'm sorry to play devil's advocate here, Gara, but I gotta
tell you
the truth. That's why I'm sorry, man. My beast.
Yeah, no problem. All I know is that Zidane is kind of like in a Mourinho case, where Mourinho can just look at anybody's face that wants to criticize him, like, yeah, I have Champions League. What are you saying? Stop talking nonsense. That's
okay.
That's the setting that Zidane's situation is. This guy did a 3-peat of Champions League. So he's in that position where if you want to criticize him, he just look at you like, has your father done 3-peat? So keep quiet. Like, and it's like, but yep. It's just because when you're watching some of the lineups, and it's just like, here's the thing. I understand that, yeah, our personnel is not like before, but still, some of the decisions. I don't know what this guy, what Vasquez. Maybe Lord. Vasquez has some kind of juju that he has put on Zidane, or I don't know.
Can we not?
They went
to do some airtime here, guy.
No, like,
you not pay for any ads, Kada. Please allow me. They not pay for any
okay,
ads.
Okay.
Only God.
Okay.
No problem.
No problem. But like, his choices sometimes. Like, we bought. I don't even remember if this guy is still in the team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, we bought that striker, Yohic.
Like, how many billion chances earlier now? At this point, yeah, Jovic is on his way out. That's why you're not seeing him.
Yeah, I know he's on his way out, but you cannot say that they gave him a billion chances, guy. You can't say that. I disagree with that statement. No, I really do. I really do. Like, they give him chances.
Oh my
yes.
God,
that
is using
that. I would accept. He was giving chances. But like, most of the time.
But they gave him half a dozen.
Yes, let's go with that.
Yeah.
But like, most of the time, me that I've seen him, because ever since that one season that we were rubbish. Yeah. After Zidane and Ronaldo left, like, my frequency of watching Madrid has not really been like hardcore level. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like 10 out of 10 level. But most of the time that I've seen Jovic is like only 10 minutes to the ending of the game. Very few times do I even see him like start the game. So it's like, I can't say that I have seen him being given enough chances for me to I actually totally say that, okay, yeah, the guy is trash. The guy is not Real Madrid level. Yeah, so you see, and then, like, the favoritism with Benzema now is just, like, too clear. And so there's nothing else we can do about that. And then you're watching, like, his beef, too, with Isco. You wonder, because, yeah, I would agree with anybody that criticizes Isco's, like, sometimes Isco is a ball hog, and I accept that criticism, but still, Isco is a baller, but he doesn't, he'll just be gambling with these young players, which, yes, everybody likes a coach
so he gambles
that caters to young players.
Who do you say he gambles with?
Enough game time. Cruz and, well, no, I would say more Modric.
Gara, the connection is
Modric
is right
a little
now.
Bit older.
So he does it again, where we pause for like over 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'll just stop it and we'll have to do a new one. But yeah, just continue. No problem.
Oh, okay.
So you are saying that Zidane gambles with
so like who? The fact, like specifically, yeah, he gambles with Vasquez. That's the particular guy. If I want to zero down, that's the particular guy, because like truth be told, Vasquez is a good dribbler. Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's kind of like Vinicius. He's one of those guys that can get you into the final third of the pitch. But both him and Vinicius' case is understandable. Yeah. He's young. He's still learning the game. Vasquez own, so the guy, you have played beside Ronaldo. You should have picked up a team or two, I beg. Like, you should have at least, you can see that Benzema has picked up a team or two. Bale, before injury, messed him up, elevated his goal scoring. But this guy, you played with the BBC, if I remember correctly, and you are still here, and you are still here making decisions like a headless chicken.
Facts. Now that you have made me look at it well. So, in other words, Vasquez is like Real Madrid's Jesse Lingard. On God.
Exactly. The legendary Messi Lingard.
Please. I don't want to hear any Messi Lingard. I beg. But yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, so it's like that's my issue with Zizou. Because I obviously after the repeat, but you have to give the guy his respect. But like the way the guy is just gambling with sometimes even the play style. Like if you watch, because obviously these past couple of games have been good to us. But like before then, you see like the way he sets up the team. It's like they underestimate their opponents. And they do not respect their own form. You understand?
Wow, I get what they don't respect their own form. Are you talking of Real Madrid or the opponent's form?
No, they don't. No, the Real Madrid, because you have to play according to.
Madu.
Exactly, so like. They come into the pitch being sometimes excessively. That's why if you watch the game, which game was it? The game before.
Okay.
The Shakhtar game.
One, the home or away.
We dominated. Exactly.
Okay. Home,
exactly.
Home.
I was talking at the home game. We held the ball more than they did.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
So you're explaining that Shakhtar game. From that game, I believe it's the one where Militao and Varane started, Abi.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
Home game where Vinicius came on and his first touch, goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So it's like the, what's it called? Because you have to play according to your form. You can't just... You can't come into the pitch with your head that high, knowing that your past couple of games have not been the best. You also have to kind of respect your opponent.
Mm.
So yeah, and like,
how was that obvious that they were not respecting them? How could you tell?
So, like, If you want to hold the ball in your midfield, because obviously that's what every team wants. You want to control the ball more than the other team, because once you control the ball, you're able to make more chances and you'll probably score more goals. But the way they were passing the ball sometimes makes you look as if like they know that they are already going to beat this team. You know, because like there's a certain kind of vibe. Because if you can remember a couple years back how Madrid or Barca or even currently how Bayern are playing. You know that there's a certain vibe to the midfield that they know that, oh, I beg, we got this. This is light work. That's kind of the energy that they have, which, yes, you generally as a team, you might want that. But if you have not been playing well, you have to be more respectful and you have to take less risks. Like, obviously, don't just be dull, but you have to take less risks and try and make sure that your decision making is stable, basically, throughout the game.
Wow. So from what you're saying, if I'm not mistaken, you are trying to bring out the fact that your boys were probably passing in a very risky manner.
Yeah.
That midfield, they were probably just trying to suck in the pressure of Shakhtar. They were basically calling Shakhtar to come and collect the ball type thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Wow, that's serious. That's serious. Did Marcelo play that game?
Marcelo, I do not remember.
I don't know how Marcelo came to my head, but anyhow, no problem.
Yeah, Marcelo is a fan favorite. Even if you don't like Madrid, he's one of those players that you like.
Yeah, for real. But why he came to my head in this context is because, you know, Marcelo is a very high-risk player, man.
Yeah, like, that's very true.
Bro. That's why he's a Galactico, for real. Like Marcelo,
that's the wing back that is competing with wingers.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. And I'm so saddened to how his story seems to be ending right now in Madrid. We were just talking nonsense, just talking anyhow. As if this guy did not just give us over a decade of joy.
Exactly, man.
Anyhow, that was just the Mendy affair, man. How's that Mendy guy doing now? Is he covering him well?
Yeah, Mendy is doing a decent job. He's doing the best he can, given the guy's age, given the guy's experience. So yeah, the guy is doing a decent job, but still is you still want to cover Hal back.
So you prefer Cavall in that left back than Mendy?
Yeah, I do.
I'm finished. Nah, you might as well sell Mendy on God. If I'm Mendy, and I hear a coach say what Gada just said, you might as well sell me. Oh God. What? You prefer Cavall left back? Boss by skull. Mendy is no Marcelo, to be honest, but for you to say you prefer Cavall.
At all. Maybe it's just like, I don't know. Because I think it's just old player bias, probably.
So you think Cavall's age will help your team?
Yeah, he's more experienced than the guy. He's even faster than the guy.
Then I don't kill me. Oh yeah, wait. How old is Mendy?
Mendy's 23.
I had 22 in my head, no problem. How old is Cavall?
Yeah, close enough.
How old is Cavall?
Cavall is 28, 29.
And you're telling me Cavall is faster than Mendy?
Yeah, exactly.
Case closed. Damn, the Mendy guy never struck me as a swift left back. For real. You might as well be playing Luke Shaw in your left back, to be honest. We can give you Luke Shaw, man. I'm ready to make that trade. If you're ready, I'll give you Luke Shaw. You don't even give me anything. Just give me my hand. I don't tire for my own life.
Now, if you are giving us, if if for say we are guaranteed the informed version of the show, obviously we'll take him. But given the up and down nature
you have to collect the informed look show. Do you know where you find him?
Where?
2013 Southampton. That's where you find him. that look show you're looking for. Just go back in time, 2013. Go to this place called St. Mary's. I promise you'll find him there. That look show disappeared, guy. Do you know the moment he disappeared?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, tell me.
No, like I'm saying, yeah, okay. As in like you should tell me. That's what
the moment he disappeared was Man U versus PSV. Where they broke his leg. When him and yes, sir. Yeah, it's so painful. Even talking about it now, Seth, I almost like my voice was cracking. Like, nah, man.
Yeah, I can hear.
This is what just turned Luke Shaw's career upside down, like. But at the end of the day, to be fair, man, as in, since then, he shall be doing the best he can. He has still remained in the Man U, even though Memphis had to leave. So he'll still get some level of respect, man. And I can't wait for the post-career vibes from Luke Shaw. Whatever he'll be involved in, stories or whatever, it'll be golden, I promise you. Golden.
I know. So, are we going to continue with the draw or should we go to the Europa League now?
You honest, let me look at that draw one more time. Let me see if there's anybody noteworthy of talking about again. Let's look at that draw again. Okay, Sevilla, Dortmund, Omonia. We don't care, man. Because Sevilla, okay, Dortmund has to win. Because Sevilla is on no territory right here. Their territory is Europa League.
True.
So, Dortmund got to win.
Exactly.
Sevilla come back down. And
it's Europa that they know.
That's brown. So Sevilla almost get out. PSG. I said PSG. Juventus Porto, though. Whoa.
Juventus. Interesting. Porto, interesting man. Fact about them. They are the only like game in this draw involving two Champions League winners.
Which one? Juventus and Porto, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the storyline we are looking for. Wow. Gada, that match would be crazy. I don't even want to know. Gada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Juventus have been playing like an old lady. No pun intended. Guy, tell me that there is work to be done. But I have
definitely.
Juve boys, I can't lie. God of mercy. Oy. More like Bernadeschi, Allegri. More like Winston McKennie. More like, hey, do you know that new boy that they signed? There are two new boys that they signed, yeah, that have actually tried. That Chivas sounding guy from Florentina or something, then the other guy.
Yeah.
That guy is a midfielder. Do you know his name?
No, I don't remember.
Do you think you know the two I'm talking about?
I know the one from Fiorentina, but I don't know the other one. The God, you just said the name and it skipped my mind.
Yeah, I doubt Chivas is his name, man. I don't know why Chivas came to my head. I doubt Chivas is his
boy,
name.
But like him, sure, I know him, but like it's the other one that I don't know.
I feel you. Let me try and get it out right now. Right now. On an ASAP thing. God. Guy, trust me.
Yeah. That Winston McKinnon guy. In just two games, we just now know his name.
Wait, who is we?
And now, because like I'll be frank with you.
Yeah.
It's not as if I've not seen the guy play this season because that's not his first appearance this season. But I never really took note of the guy until who are they playing?
They won 2-1. Scored that bicycle kick.
No, before the Barcelona game, there's another game. The one that they were losing 1-0 and then they now came back to win 2-1.
Yep. He got the decisive one.
Exactly. So that was the first game. And then he now played the Barcelona game and then scored that goal. And then now it's like, okay, Mr. McKinney is not a thing now.
God, I'm dead. God, you sports Madrid fans. Don't punish you guys, bro. See the way this guy don't rain out my boy McKinney. My boy. Oh my days. I feel you, Sha. I feel you, man. I feel you.
But like, you know something that I wanted to happen in that UV Barcelona game? I wanted Ronaldo to do a hat-trick of penalties.
Gada, you want to put Pepe in your eye, Gada, that's wicked.
I mean, the fact that you're laughing shows that you already know where I'm getting at. You already know where my mind is at.
Aye, Gada, God. God, you don't mess with me. Leave that pitch blind. Messi, man, might be legally blind when he leaves that pitch where he say he doesn't know score a trick. Oh, God. God.
Like,
God, that game, I was at work. All I'll say is, God just said, I cannot miss that game. There was no way I could miss it. There was no way. Oh, my days.
So what did you do? You took an excuse near a leaf.
Yeah, I was on break, on my peaceful break. I said, let me turn on the TV. Next thing you know, oh boy, Champions League. I said, boy. Guy who thought it's our one that will be there. Oh boy, I saw my Barcelona Juve. I said, yes. The vibes know that I don't even have time for Man U right now. So, yep. Right on clutch.
Kawaii, you two, you could not miss the potential final battle between Messi and Ronaldo.
Guy. Bro, oh my days. Guy, come to think of it. Wait, come, let's go back to that draw. Because you just said it now. You just said potential final battle. Come. Nah. Something has to happen that these boys can't meet again. I beg. Juve and Barcelona, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, even if it's next season, guys, this will be final match. Oh God, these guys will still jam.
I
promise you, they'll still jam. Even if it's next season, they'll still jam.
But how old do you think Ronaldo will play to?
Okay, until Ronaldo says he's ready to stop.
Me, like, What I'm suspecting here is because he said that the next World Cup is going to be his final World Cup. So I honestly don't think he's going to play beyond that.
So, okay, he said that next World Cup will be his final World Cup, right?
Yeah.
And that's 2020. Is it 22 you're talking about, 26?
No, 22. Okay.
I mean, that's just a couple
in the next
years,
2 years, yeah?
That's just... next World Cup is already by the corner, guy. Next World Cup
yeah, exactly.
It's already here.
Yeah.
So let me see.
So that's how I feel. That's what I feel on it.
Ronaldo will be out old by next World Cup. Let me do some quick...
The guy will be 36 this February.
Uh-huh. So obviously, next one...
So that's 37, yeah?
God.
So yeah, 37 when he'll play the next World Cup.
God, almost 38 oh.
Abi?
Because that one is happening at the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ta-da. Wait.
What's happening?
Is that the Qatar one,
that
yeah?
The Winter World Cup.
Mado.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
That's going to be a different one for all of us.
Guy is hot, fam. Gada, I'm trying to tell you. He's hot.
Yeah.
Final World Cup
so they had to
in Qatar. guy, and I know my boys. Those boys will make sure it's an unforgettable experience. On God. Just watch. Nope. Let's leave all couple where it is. Back to what we wanted to search for. So yeah, I found the name of that guy. His name is Kulusevski. God of
man. Yeah, what's his name?
I can't find his parents. Because this one, no fear. Why go make name like this, man? The guy's from Sweden, guy. No games. 20-year-old boy. 20-year-old boy. From Sweden. Boy, I can't wait. I just can't wait. I just can't wait. That boy is a bad boy. Best believe.
Like, if...
Okay.
If you're looking at the rest of the draws, bro, you're just looking at victims. Sorry.
Victims?
Victims. Yeah. Mönchengladbach, victim of Man City. Lazio, victim of Bayern. That's it. Like, honest, those are the
one
victims,
I can put my leg on and say, yes, pure victim here, bro. To be honest. God.
Yeah.
Like you said, Gladbach and Lazio, but guy, this is Champions League. This is round of 16. Immobile can just decide to go mad. And if Immobile should go mad for Lazio...
Go mad. Wait, guy. Why now? Let's have this discussion. Go mad against who?
Against the Death Eaters.
Is it Boateng that will not reset his brain that he wants to go mad for? Or is it what's the other defender that will not utilize
Zule guy? Anyone. Wow. Anyhow, Lazio, last, guys, because you don't want to be here too long. Lazio, we are sorry, man. You gotta go. Gladbach City. I said that game would be a joke. I promise you. That game would just be a joke. That game would be very unnecessary.
Definitely.
Very unnecessary. Watch it. On God. City, don't worry. Watch it. Very unnecessary. So, yes, so let's wrap up UCL now. Let's do this. Let's just say, top of your mind, Bar, who qualifies and who goes out? Are you ready?
So who qualifies? Obviously,
you let us know. Then we'll know who's qualifying, obviously. All right, so Gladbach City.
All right. Gladbach
Lazio
out.
Lazio Bayern.
Lazio home.
Atletico Chelsea.
Okay, this one is a tough one, I guess, yeah. But like,
Jesus,
I would say Atletico home.
Jesus is Lord. Okay, Leipzig, Liverpool.
Liverpool, Anfield.
You're not going to do that. You see, at this point, we are turning together. We are reversing this car right now. We got to reverse because I think we missed something. Come again. Leipzig, Liverpool.
Liverpool back to Anfield.
I can't shout, guys. My voice is gone. I can't shout. So both the guys that sent Liverpool out and Liverpool themselves, you are predicting that both of them go home. Stay less.
Yeah.
Porto, Juve.
Porto home.
Oh God, this one I can't just talk. I gotta agree. Come, is Casillas in Porto right now? Really?
No, I think he hanged. He hanged his boots.
Oh my, that's less louder. Don't worry, let's allow that one. We'll get back to that issue. But yeah, Barcelona.
Yeah. Okay, so now this is the one that I cannot just say one team like I did for the rest, because like Paris up until last season, that man, they are just the guys that you just don't trust, Kawhi. You don't trust them to go anywhere, Kawhi. But last season, Kuma, they went all the way to the final. So it's like, okay. So, but Barcelona, Kuma, Barcelona, while they are not playing well, one team that they have no respect for is Paris, Kuma.
For real.
So it's like, am I going to go based on Barcelona's form or Paris history? So it's like, this is the top one. This is the one that is doing me.
It's like, I think you need some help here. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with history. I'm going to go based on. Yeah, just help me out on this one.
I'm very, very sorry that I have to give this to Paris. Yes.
Yeah, good with Paris.
I gotta give that one to Paris.
I know. Time will tell. Time will tell, because I can't even dispute that, honestly.
Time will tell, man. Let's allow it. Whatever happens in that game, I just want to see Ronaldo and Messi jam again. Moving on. Sevilla, Dortmund.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What's the name of Dortmund Stadium, myself, again? Now, back to Signal.
God, we can't accept this now. So you're trying to tell me this Europa merchant will make it to Champions League quarterfinals?
Yeah, and they are going to be that team that all the big ones want.
Ghana, I say less, Ghana, we accept. Now Atlanta, Real Madrid.
So, it's kind of what we spoke on earlier. Is this a two-game thing or a one-game thing? Because that's... Because if it's a one-game thing, I am terrified that my boys are going to pack their bags back to Santiago.
Wow. That's very critical. Man said if it's a one-game thing. Mad. Wow.
Yeah, man, that's just how I see it. But if it's two games to Atlanta, I'm going to.
I like that. We agree with that. No problem. Man, Gada, we've spent ages on this Champions League because they deserve it, to be fair. In other words, Europa League, you're only getting the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And that's obviously because the juggernauts, Manchester United, are in there, unless we have no more time for you, Sev. So, no problem. Gada, let's finish this one right here, and I'll call you again for the Europa League one, yeah? All right, bro. Take care.
All right, no guys, problem.
Obviously, it's been Gada and it's been me. Normal, we had to bring this to you guys. Yes, we have to. And Gada was ready for you guys too. Gada was ready to enrich you guys too. So, guys, we got to show Gada some appreciation. Come on now, guys. All right, man, bro. No worries. Take care for now, and see you soon. Yes, sir. Toodles.
Nice.